Jogger, as Strati alluded to earlier, opportunity knocks now for Alex Chason. It was interesting in the room talking to Chason. Like he's clearly not happy with how he's played. He was basically saying, like, I got to be better, almost in, like, he was challenging himself when he spoke to us today.
Yeah, I mean, I think Alex is always – I've always found him to be really honest. And if he thinks that there are other things going on that maybe aren't his fault, he's not afraid to, you know, casually mention those. But at the same time, when he's not playing well, he's the first one to say, I'm not playing well. I've kind of always appreciated the honesty that he brings to his interviews. He's always been, in the time that I've been dealing with him, I found him to be, you know, kind of refreshing and really upfront and really lays out his thoughts for us. So, yeah, I think that's fair. I think, let's be honest, he's had some unreal chances and could easily have 3 goals already on the year.
Yeah.
Just given some of the chances that he's had and really... You know, that's probably a lot of what he's talking about. You know, burying those chances. If he gets 3 Genos already, then you're talking about a bottom six that is contributing more, and Alex Chason off to a good start.
Is he the right fit to maybe unlock that group 5-on-5? When I say that group, I'm talking Neil and Nuge.
I'm not sure. Is he the right fit? Like, you know, he's not speeding the group up, and I say that respectfully. He's got lots of strengths in his game, but he's not, you know, he's not speeding the group up. Nugent Hopkins is clearly, you know, the fastest of the three. You know, his game is decent. Like, from the blue line in, he's a veteran. He can make, you know, creative plays. He's good at digging pucks out. I don't know, Strudge. I don't know if I'd say he's the answer 5-on-5. I think he could potentially be, and he's shown in the past that he can contribute if he gets some opportunity, but let's see. I mean, he could do himself a huge favor here by grabbing this opportunity because, let's face it, nobody else in the lineup is. Nobody else is really grabbing the top 6 spot that's sitting there and available, and Alex Chason certainly has the ability to.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder if he couldn't be a right fit. I you're right about the speed. I think that's something that he's got average speed, which is fine. But what I think he understands and does maybe as well as anyone on this team is the ability to take up space and get to the front of the net, and that might free up Neil and Nuge to do more what they do. Now we saw it 5-on-5 a little bit last year, definitely on the power play. But is that an area that he has to work, or would you think that he could work on and contribute to that line to kind of unlock that group?
Yeah, I mean, so he needs to make good plays in his own end and not stall the rush. That line, unless Nugent Hopkins is transporting the puck, so that line's got to get going. So he's got to make good plays, get the puck to Nugent Hopkins and get the puck moving north. And then, you know, he needs to be a guy that gets in and creates a little bit of havoc in the corners and can dig some pucks out. He needs to be a guy that can go. I think he, like Neil, he can make some smart plays when he goes to the net, boxing guys out, quick little maneuver to get his stick free. Like, he's got some abilities in the offensive zone as a veteran player to squeak out some nice stuff. And really, I think he's just got to bury. Like, once he buries one, I think he'll get that confidence and that feeling going. I think last year, the confidence that he was riding while he was hot, you could see the way it was injected into his game. And then later in the year, when he cooled off so much, opportunities he had been burying earlier in the year just weren't going, and you could tell there was some frustration there. So, yeah, I mean, I think Alex Chason is a decent player. I think he's a good third-line player, and he's going to get an opportunity higher on a team that doesn't have a real lot of depth on the wings. But as of right now, I mean, what's he averaging a game? I think he's under 11 and a half. Yeah, he's 11 minutes and 10 seconds a game. So that's not a ton, which probably tells you where his game has been so far.
Well, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, 6 games in, no goals for a new, you know, bottom 6 guys. Obviously got to get going. You look at Nugent Hopkins, need more from him?
Well, I mean, he's got 4 assists. He's got 4 points in 6 games. So his pace of production, you're not going to shake a stick at that pace of production for him. But, I mean, you need goals, and they need help scoring goals beyond the 3 guys that are scoring goals with some regularity right now. So, for sure, it'd be nice if he could chip in a little bit. But he's a critical part of a power play that's been dynamite. The team is scoring goals overall at a good pace, although Neil and the other guys are you know, obviously a bigger part of that. He's playing 20 minutes a night. I think his contribution has been okay. And if he had one goal and three assists in six games, we probably wouldn't really be, you know, be saying much about it. So one puck goes in for him and suddenly he's playing well. I think he's been okay.
Talking with Ryan Rashog, the bureau chief of the TSN bureau here of Edmonton. The Oilers take on Philly tonight. Oilers back home after, what was it, a four or five game road trip? Was it
four gamer?
I think it's four. I shouldn't second guess myself. That's a mistake. I apologize for that, guys.
Get it together, Strutty. Let's go.
I know. Big battle, I think, tonight to watch. Both teams are on fire with their special teams. Would you think that would be something to would expect it heading to this season is something to watch for?
Well, I wouldn't have guessed it in a Philly-Edmonton matchup. You know, like, Struds, what was the goal when you combined penalty kill percentage and power play percentage each year for a team? Like, I think, because what they do is to kind of assess their overall special teams, you add those two numbers together, and generally right. You want it to be right around 100, 105 is considered pretty good, right?
That's exactly, 105 is what, if you got 105, you're going to be in good shape.
Right, so the Tampa Bay Lightning last season had the number one power play and the number one penalty kill in the league. They were at 113 combined total.
That's outrageous.
The Edmonton Oilers are at 135 right now. 135 right now. They got a 95% PK, 40% power play. They're at 135. So that gives you a sense of exactly what they're doing on special teams and what that's meaning for them right now. It's making a big, big difference for them. And I think that, yeah, it's been a major strength for them and one of the big reasons why they're off to the start they're off to.
And the interesting thing is, like, obviously the power play will go down some, but I'll be very surprised if the Oilers' power play isn't a top five power play at the end of the year. I just think when you got McDavid and Draisaitl and throw Nugent Hopkins, who's been a pretty good power play player for the majority of his career,
yep.
And now James Neal, who's obviously, you know, smart enough to figure out how to play with those guys, that power play should be good. It's the penalty kill that, like, obviously, you know, nobody finishes 95%. So, you know, it might drop, but, you know, top ones are 88, right? Or 87 is where it's at. Do you think this penalty kill is capable of being a top 10 penalty kill?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, goaltending goes a long way with the penalty kill, and the Oilers have been getting good goaltending in the early going. And so I think if their goaltending holds, they have the personnel in place more so this year, although they'll miss Adam Larson, but they have the personnel in place more so this year to keep that penalty kill going. So look at the guy drawing in tonight. Patrick Russell draws in. You know, he was playing some major penalty killing minutes. So when they make tweaks in their lineup, I mean, they're improving the penalty kill. They've got some really good personnel in there. Draisaitl has done some nice work in that regard as well. I think that it has a chance to be a strength of theirs, which is amazing considering what a dramatic turnaround that is from the last couple of years. But the goaltending has to hold, because what's not happening right now is that dagger of a goal that shouldn't had no business going in, that just happened to be a penalty kill goal against as well, that just crushes a team's confidence, right? Those aren't happening right now, and I think that's, you know, that contributes to the numbers that we're seeing. But like Tampa Bay last year was 85%. Yeah. You know, they and Columbus were and Arizona were all 85% last year, and those were the best ones in the league. So, you know, I think the Oilers can push for, you know, 80+%.
Yeah, and I think that, you know what, if you get over 80, you're fine. I think last year 81 was like middle of the pack. And you just above, you want to be in the top half of both. And then if you really want to get serious, but the Oilers come from so far down, just getting to halfway would be fantastic, right? Training your guys and getting a culture of killing penalties. And I like the way you frame that, you know, that crushing moment of a goal going in. But I think the problem, there's that crushing moment of an easy power play goal against, but then it sucks the life out of the next X number of shifts and maybe a whole period, and you don't get back on track. Plus, you're pushing a big rock up the hill because you know going into the game, we'll probably have to score one more than they do 5-on-5 just to get over top of our penalty kill. So, like, I like what Dave Tippett's doing as far as making sure that that's rock solid, and then you know the power play is going to do what it's going to do. Then you got to straighten out the 5-on-5. But give me good special teams, solid special teams.
We'll work on the rest. Huge difference. Like, I was asked for SportsCenter today, I was asked to basically do a piece on what's the single biggest reason that the Oilers are where they are off to this start. And, I mean, we can debate it. You could, you know, I mean, you say James Neal or whatever you want to say. But from a team standpoint, I don't know how it's not special teams. Like, they have completely turned, and it's so early, and it's really difficult to sustain this. But their numbers on special teams are ridiculous, and it's making a difference every single night. They've scored a power play goal in every single game except the first one, and I think they've scored two power play goals three times, I think, this year. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're getting great results with their special teams, and it just it makes a massive difference. You know, when the other team takes a penalty, and you got those guys hopping over the boards, feeling the way they're feeling right now on the power play, that's a team that can hurt you if you're stupid against them and take penalties. That's a team that can say, yeah, you want to run around? Run around. We're going to kill you with the power play. You know, that's what the Oilers are showing this year.
Oh, yeah, no question. And, you know, I talked to the penalty killers. You know, I talked at length today to Juju Arcara about the penalty kill. And, you know, like, they're much more aggressive. You see, they make it much harder for teams to enter the zone on the penalty kill right now.
Yep, like, I agree.
And that is a big improvement. They seem to be more unison. And the other thing is, there's been consistency, just like on the power play. They've used pretty much the same guys, right? Kara's with Nugent Hopkins. Shanahan's going to be with Archibald. Obviously, he was injured for a few games. And then Draisaitl's in the third pair. And, yep. And that's what they're doing. And having the same guys together, and Strutz has talked about this a lot, continuity on a power play matters, and I think it matters just as much on a penalty kill.
The other thing to keep in mind, too, like, what we're not seeing that we saw so much of last season, how many times last season, guys, on the penalty kill, did that puck get zipped right through the seam for a goal, like, boom, goal, yeah. Like, done. Yeah. It was happening every game, it seemed like. The other thing that was constantly happening was, you know, outmanned in front of the net, or somebody left wide open in front of the net, like, wide open in front of the net. I'm not saying it's not happening, but the number of times that happened last year and it cost them, they have cut back dramatically on that. It's basically, you know, mostly the same players or a lot of the same players, but they've been able to weed this out of their game, and I think it's made a huge difference. On the penalty kill, they're not getting seamed the way they were before.
You know, and, well, but it's all new forwards, right? You got Granlund, you got Shanahan, you got Archibald. Really, Kara's and Draisaitl a little bit, although he's more of a penalty killer this year. So that to me has been a big one. And
remember the old L formation though, or the L or the I, whatever it was.
And the other thing is they tried new things. They were always switching their format, and from day one they haven't switched anything. Speaking of the carriage, Dave Tippett came in, this is what we're doing, and all the guys have bought in, sure, but it's worked, and they haven't changed it. Where last year, they'd get scored on for two or three, now they're coming to a new system. Well, you're never going to be good enough, because it's all about knowing how to react quickly rather than think, and they were overthinking it, and you're right, Schauger, like the seam pass, my goodness, it was like Moses was out there and just partying the Oilers penalty killers to be like, oh, here's a seam pass, go ahead.
But I think
we're not seeing it.
But their personnel have improved a lot, and quite frankly, they're doing a really good job of taking that away. You can see their formation set up way better. Then they're not allowing guys to get to the middle of the net, the ice as much, the blue line. They're pushing them down.
Yeah.
Last year I think it's a little unfair to really criticize because it was so bad.
But it's been 3 years, Strutty.
I know,
terrible.
If you're looking at, I don't think the guys that were doing it were able to do it. They weren't they weren't penalty killers.
But the other thing that was happening a lot is when the puck would go lefty over to right D on the power play, is in that L formation that they had where they had two guys side by side, then, you know, and then two guys stacked, is one guy would basically the defenseman, like, think about, so the offensive defenseman gets the puck at the blue line and he steps in and has a clear lane at the net, and they were relying on the defenseman to flare over and block that shot and get in that shooting lane from 28 feet away. Right, we were seeing that constantly, and they were having trouble getting guys to buy in and to get over and get into that shooting lane from 30 feet. It's one thing to be in the shooting lane from 10, 15 feet and give the guy no chance, but man, those guys were having to, you know. And I think as the penalty kill was suffering, and you know, guys were not in that lane as much as they needed to be, and we're just not seeing that defenseman on the offside exposed as much as I felt like we were last year.
Schauger, we'll see you at the rink. Have a good one.
Okay, sounds good, guys.